the 17th annual juggling festival, Humboldt Juggling Festival, is happening this weekend. And we've got some guests here today to talk about it. We've got Trish the Dish Reel and the founder and Humboldt Juggling Festival granddaddy, Walter Beals, who's come all the way from Asheville, North Carolina. Thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is really fun.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great event. You're in your 17th year. Walter, you founded this festival when you were a Humboldt State student 17 years ago.
That's right. I was working on getting my bachelor's degree and eventually my master's degree in theater production. And I was the president of the Humboldt Juggling Society, and I used to organize field trips down to the Lodi Juggling Festival, and we love that. So I decided one year that I was going to try to recreate that in our own school, and we ended up having our first juggling festival there in Manila in 2001 at the Manila Community Center right there at the dunes, and it.
And how many people did you think you got?
I think we got around 80 to 100 people that first
wow.
time, which was pretty impressive for that
yeah.
time. It was exciting, and I felt like we had created something that would live on, and little did I know that it would live on this long. I'm super excited to come back and see, you know, it's still going on 17 years later.
Yeah, well, so it sounds like it's evolved from the Manila Community Center mm-hmm. to Humboldt State University campus. You've got...
Yeah, we've had it in a lot of different locations. We've had it, you know, throughout the years, and it's... This, you know, it's always spring equinox weekend, so it helps because people can plan ahead. They can be like, oh, I know I want to be around, or I know I'm going to make the time to, you know, travel there. And this year, it's really fun because it's on St. Patrick's Day weekend, March 17th through the 19th. But because it's St. Patrick's Day weekend and it's a juggling festival, we're calling it St. Pass's Day weekend.
And that's I'm learning. That's a reference to passing the
clubs.
The clubs, which are what to the layperson look like bowling pins.
Uh-huh.
I would imagine in honor of St. Patrick's Day, your performance is called Pot of Gold.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the whole weekend. You've got workshops going on all day in the West Gym. You've got this Pot of Gold performance happening Saturday night at the Van Duser.
Mm-hmm.
So when does it start and what's happening?
Well, the gym opens up at noon on Friday, the West Gym of HSU, and we'll be open most of the day, and then we'll have it 10 till the show, 10 till 6, I think, ish, on Saturday. And then we're open again on Sunday, 10 till 4 p.m. We close at 5 because we're cleaning up in the last hour. But we have workshops all weekend long, and then we have games and a raffle on Sunday, which is really, really fun. But there are our Funny Razor show is happening at the Van Duser at 7 p.m. So, you know, it's a lot of people coming. We have all these super duper performances. And normally there's a woman, Beatrice Brieg is her name. She's normally at the door. She's a redhead. But it turns out that this year, she's turning into a leprechaun. She's going to be right there at the door. She's got the same hair. So, you know, she just, I don't know what's going to happen. People are going to be really confused.
She'll be manning the Pot of Gold, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Watch your pockets. So, what level of expertise do people have to have for this juggling festival to participate in the workshops?
Well, that's actually the great thing about it. You don't have to have any level of expertise. You can walk in there and know nothing about juggling. And the great thing about jugglers and juggling festivals is jugglers love what they do. And the only thing they love more than juggling is sharing juggling. And so it's easy to just walk up to someone and say, would you show me how to do that? Or if you want to, you know, you can take specific workshops that will be available. I will be teaching, I think, 4 different workshops myself during the festival. So I'll be quite busy teaching myself.
What are you going to teach, Walter?
I'm actually teaching a beginner club passing, which is where I teach two people to stand across from each other and throw things back and forth, generally clubs. You can also learn it with balls. The same pattern is done with balls as well. I'll also be teaching a more intermediate advanced club passing where you have 3 people and you're doing takes outs and stuff like that. And I'll also be teaching a couple of simple ball and ball tricks three ball tricks and stuff like that.
And Walter is really amazing because I'm fairly small and he's fairly tall. And he is so amazing, he can actually juggle me.
That's right.
And that's true.
That's right.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what is the zen of juggling? Like, what are the tips that you have for people to improve their hand-eye coordination to be able to juggle clubs and humans and...
Well, the first thing you want to do is relinquish your social life and set yourself in a small court. Now, it does take a lot of practice to become really good, but in the beginning, it's amazing how quickly you learn just the basics of it. And I think for us jugglers who've been doing it for years, that's kind of it's kind of like an addiction where you learn something new and it feels so exciting, you want to go further. So, it's really fun.
And you can also get inspired by our performers because we're going to have a ton of different performers at the big public show, and they're all different kinds of things, not just jugglers. We're going to have hoopers, and we're going to have an aerialist, a local aerialist, Nebula, and we also have returning the Something Ridiculous guys, and as you might imagine, they're quite ridiculous. Yeah, they're on, 6-foot unicycles, passing clubs between each other under the leg, and we've got Kurt Carlisle, who's a returning favorite also from Portland. He's very funny. AOK is our wizard at play. He's a local from a wizard, and we have Jennifer Deacon, contortionist, Holly Blar, Marvin Ong, Mackenzie David Pham, he's our local cigar box guy. We got a girl from IJA, Sarah Noel, who is what do we call IJA? International Jugglers Association. Yeah.
That sounds like a fantastic lineup. We're out of time, but
we could go
where
on,
can,
I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, people are just going to have to come out this weekend to the West Gym at Humboldt State. Where can they learn more about the Juggling Festival?
Well, you can go to HumboldtJugglingSociety.org, and if you want tickets to the Funny Razor Show, you can also go to Wildberries because they have them there, and kids under 12 are free. Oh. And the whole entire festival is free. Too.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Trish the Dish. And thank you, Walter, and enjoy your return to Humboldt County. And thanks for starting the festival.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Good.